享受工作，乐生活，随时随地自在安排，高效工作不打折。 HP Dragonfly 一公斤轻巧机体，搭配超长效电池，3:2萤幕比例，视野更高，看更多，支援触控功能，好看又好滑，顶尖安全的工作好伙伴。 HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，采用 Windows 11专业版，在任何地方展现卓越的工作表现。
Hello， 欢迎收听让你自然复利英语听力与口说的通勤选语 15 Minutes Start Today， 我是John老师。今天很高兴要跟大家分享我们的订阅制加值内容正式启动啦。订阅方案分别对应我们两大单元，想要加强听力，每个月多12篇的跟读文章，订阅国际时事跟读 VIP 就对了。另外想要拥有每个月 15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆单元的对应逐字稿学习笔记，加强各种情境下的词汇量，则订阅英语咖啡馆 VIP。 What's more， 如果你全部都想要，我们还有一个学习大补帖，两个方案我都要，现在就订阅 VIP， 欢迎大家来一起进一步提升英语力。Hello, hello, and welcome to 15 Minutes.Today, helping you improve your English on your go. You are now listening to one of our shadowing episodes with me, John. And as many of you know, every Monday is a public episode for us to show you how to start taking 15 minutes a day to improve your English. And today you are going to be reading out loud with me and as well as shadow along with me an article that is very relevant to us. Our beloved rock band Mayday was accused of lip syncing recently. And what is lip syncing? Lip syncing means that in one of their live shows, they did not sing their songs live. They played a pre-recorded version of that exact song and just performed by opening their mouth. And therefore, we call it lip-syncing. So today's article, Mayday's Political Controversy Amidst Music Storm. Before we start today, I would like to tell you guys, if you like more of these shadowing articles, please join our VIP membership program where you will get 3 extra shadowing articles like this per week and 12 per month. And we appreciate all our VIP members' support. And our goal is to make sure that these articles are as relevant to your daily life as possible, and also that you can pick up something that you hear from us today and you can use it tomorrow at work or in your daily conversations. So today's article, Mayday's Political Controversy Amidst Music Storm. Let's read the highlights together. Our first highlight, political maneuvering. Mayday's lip-sync investigation reflects intertwined tensions between China and Taiwan, spotlighting alleged political manipulation and challenges for artists. Our next highlight, cultural bridge strained. Once a cultural bridge, Mayday's popularity in mainland China now faces scrutiny, revealing the delicate balance between entertainment and geopolitical sensitivities. Our third highlight, artistic integrity challenge. The controversy underscores the challenges artists face navigating political pressures, exemplified by Mayday's struggle between musical authenticity and geopolitical expectations. Now let's read the article together. Mayday's Political Controversy Amidst Music Storm. Taiwanese pop rock sensation Mayday finds itself entangled in controversy as the Chinese government launches an investigation into allegations of lip-syncing during their live performances. This move has not only stirred debates over artistic integrity, but also led to accusations of political interference. Mayday's popularity in mainland China has made them a cultural bridge, but now their music is entwined with geopolitical tensions. The investigation stemmed from a vlogger's posts on the Chinese social media app Bilibili, claiming that Mayday's lead singer sounded too flawless during certain songs. The Chinese government, however, denies any political motivation, stating that Taiwanese politicians are equally seeking political favor. Mayday, in response, vehemently denied the lip-syncing allegations, challenging the authenticity of the claims that could lead to a hefty fine of 100,000 yuan. The Taiwanese officials have retaliated, asserting that the investigation is retaliation for Mayday's refusal to publicly declare Taiwan's allegiance to Beijing. Tensions between China and Taiwan have escalated in recent years, with Mayday unintentionally becoming a pawn in the political chess game. Taiwan's claims of political manipulation are further echoed by internal security notes and anonymous intelligence officials, accusing the Chinese government of orchestrating discussions on social media to prompt the investigation. As Mayday's fate hangs in the balance, the controversy sheds light on the complex intersection of entertainment, politics, and cross-strait relations. While the Chinese government insists on investigating alleged lip-syncing, Taiwan contends that this is a tactic to force Mayday into a political stance. As the investigation unfolds, the broader implications for artists caught between the demands of their craft and geopolitical tensions underscore the challenges faced by those navigating the delicate balance of cultural expression and political sensitivities. Let's move on to the keyword drills. Our first keyword of the day, geopolitical. Geopolitical. Geopolitical refers to things related to geopolitics, and geopolitics is the study of how geography and economics have an influence on politics. Example sentence, Mayday's popularity in mainland China has made them a cultural bridge, but now their music is entwined with geopolitical tensions. Our next keyword, vehemently. Vehemently means in a strong and emotional way. Example sentence, Mayday in response vehemently denied the lip-syncing allegations, challenging the authenticity of the claims that could lead to a hefty fine. Our next keyword, authenticity. Authenticity. Authenticity means genuine or real, or not copied or false. Example sentence, Mayday in response vehemently denied the lip-syncing allegations, challenging the authenticity of the claims that could lead to a hefty fine. Our next keyword, retaliation. Retaliation. Retaliation means fighting back. Example sentence, the Taiwanese officials have retaliated, asserting that the investigation is retaliation for Mayday's refusal to publicly declare Taiwan's allegiance to Beijing. Our last keyword of the day, sensitivities. Sensitivities. Sensitivity refers to the idea or the things that are sensitive to particular groups. Example sentence, as the investigation unfolds, the broader implication for artists caught between the demands of their craft and geopolitical sensitivities underscore the challenges faced. And that's the article for today, you guys. I hope you enjoyed the topic. And remember, if this is a topic that you are strongly interested in, you're welcome to casually listen to a couple of times and then also shadowing it or reading it out loud along with me a couple of times to get the best results. And if this topic is something that you've already heard and very familiar with, you're welcome to challenge yourself and just start with the shadowing activity and see how much you can catch in one listen. So guys, I hope you have a great day. And please feel free to check out our VIP membership program. The link is in the description box below. Just open the dot, dot, dot or more or the show notes. You will be able to see all the links and also our email address. If you would like to send us a few suggestions and recommendations, that's also welcome. And alternatively, check out our website for articles and also blog posts relating to everything English learning. So I will catch you next week, same time, same place, you guys. Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.